Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. As we draw close to Christmas, this passage came to my mind. It's in Philippians 2. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Charles Dickens said this, "But I am sure that I have always thought of Christmas time, when it has come around, as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time, the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely." That is most often a very true statement. However, as children of the Lord, it is my prayer that Paul's words are a part of our hearts and lives all year long. Paul uses words like encouragement, comfort from love, participation in the Spirit, affection, sympathy, being of the same mind, the same love, of one mind, to describe his children as they live each and every day, not just one day out of a year or one week out of a year. That, for many, is a challenge we should consider as we live out our lives. Then he caps off his statements by saying, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." If we all are participants in Christ Jesus, then this should be a common thread throughout our lives, hearts, and minds. I do not read that this is a suggestion. I read that this is a directive for those of us who serve and follow him. We, the body of Christ, are to be celebrating the birth of our Savior every day we have breath, taking captive what we are thinking and saying as we exalt him over and over again to those who we come in contact with and live with. So Merry Christmas, my church family. May the Lord guide, protect, and bless his children, supplying them with all they need as they trust in him to provide just as he always has. Let's go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born, showing them who see us that it's not just something we say or something we acknowledge during December, during Christmas time, but this is how we live all year long. So all we do is to be the example of Christ. Just want to say, see you all Sunday morning at 10 for Christmas Sunday and Christmas Eve celebration of the birth of Christ. Remember, afterwards, we will share in a special connection point time before going to celebrate with our family and friends. Thank you, and God bless. See you Sunday morning. And don't forget your prayer time today. Pray for those battling cancer, those who have lost loved ones, those who are celebrating new life, those who need us to remember them around the world, and the blessings the Lord has placed upon us that we all enjoy right now, and every day we serve him faithfully as our Lord and Savior. God bless you, and see you Sunday morning.